The Supreme Court of Western Australia has upheld a farmer's right to grow genetically modified crops in what's regarded as a pivotal case. Two farmers from Kojonup in the state's south went to court over allegations that one's GM canola contaminated his neighbour's crops. That caused the non-GM farmer to lose his organic certification. This afternoon, the court dismissed the action brought by the organic farmer, Steve Marsh. His case was supported by the anti-GM organisation Safe Food Foundation, which used crowdfunding from thousands of online donors to help fund the legal action. The foundation's director, Scott Kinnear, spoke to Nick Grimm shortly after the decision was handed down.
We are very disappointed with this decision. Whilst we respect the judge's decision in the context of his best assessment of the legal grounds in Australia, we believe it's an outrageous decision in terms of the farmers' right, Steve Marsh and other organic and non-GM farmers' rights to grow GM-free foods. And ultimately, it's an outrageous decision because it affects the public, the public's rights to choose GM-free foods. That's assuming that the decision stands, and obviously Steve's lawyers will be reading this very carefully and advising Steve Marsh of his legal options.
Okay, let's just explain the context for this case. Why did Steve Marsh bring this action?
He brought the action because as a certified organic grower, he suffered a contamination event in late 2010 where mowed and raked drying GM canola blew onto his farm, hundreds of plants containing thousands of seeds. His organic certification organisation saw that as a significant contamination event and one that certainly warranted decertification of the land that was contaminated. Steve then lost his premium income and suffered damages that were agreed in court to the tune of $85,000.
Of course, your organisation, the Safe Food Foundation, supported Mr. Marsh in his action. Now, why did you get involved in this landmark case, as it's been described?
Well, we got involved for two reasons. One, because I've been involved in the issue for a long time and commissioned legal advice from Slater and Gordon going back to 2001 on this exact incident occurring and what rights and responsibilities and options legally organic farmers would have available. The second reason is that this is an important issue. It's one about the future of food. It's about right to choose what you farm and right to choose what you eat. And we are looking down the barrel of more GM foods, not less. CSIRO wants to release GM wheat as early potentially as 2017. So we'd like to see these issues sorted out and like to see some protection ideally in the courts, but failing that, legislative protection for these rights to be enshrined.
Mr. Marsh's case was wholly dismissed by the Supreme Court. In simple terms, why did he lose the case?
In simple terms, reading through the summary, the judge has said that the certification organisation erroneously decertified Steve Marsh and therefore he really had no loss or damage that the court would recognise, and therefore he had no case against his neighbour. The problem with that is that what do you do when you've got a standard that's been there for 10 years, that's a national standard, that's administered in part by AQUIS, that's a standard that's under export control orders for export that applies? He really has dismissed the rights of that standard to stand and of that certification decision, and that's the way that he has dismissed the whole case. So it's saying that organic food has no right to be GM-free, and that's the outrageous element of this particular decision.
You've mentioned that the decision may well be appealed, but if the outcome stands, what's likely to be the consequences of this case, Scott Kinnear?
The consequence, if the decision stands, is that we will no longer have the right to eat GM-free organic food or non-GM food. Farmers will no longer have the right to grow foods. GM farmers will be unrestrained. Mr. Baxter could have done a lot more to have prevented the contamination. He and other GM farmers will not have to take into any consideration at all their impact on their neighbours, which goes against the Western Australian government guidelines and in fact goes against clauses in the stewardship protocols set up by the GM industry.
Scott Kinnear, Director of the Safe Food Foundation, speaking to Nick Grimm.